So we're excited to kind of get back to that, get back to in-state recruiting. But we're excited. I think there are a lot of, you know, there's some highly recruited kids, highly ranked kids, and then there's some kids that, you know, I think some people overlooked, and you know, we're excited about those guys too. Willing to work hard and grind it out, and you know, be tougher than the rest of the schools we play. I mean, that's the foundation of this program, and it's been that way ever since Coach Alvarez has been here, and you know, we look forward to continuing that.
I talked with Bo and George this morning, both Wisconsin kids, both kids that have had family members that went here, played here. Were they easy sells? I don't know how involved you were in each of those, but certainly you probably dealt with them. Do you know how easy or hard it was to get them here?
Yeah, I mean, I was highly involved in all of those kids. You know, anytime you go through the recruiting process, it's important for them to get to know their coach that's going to be coaching them and that type of deal. But, you know, I think that the sell was you know, no different than anybody else. I mean, you know, you have to reassure them that you're going to take care of them and that you're going to be there for them and that this is the best spot for them in all three aspects of their life. But I think it's a huge thing that both those kids have, you know, ties here that are deeply rooted, you know, and that really factors in for me a lot. You know, it's going to matter a little bit more for those guys when they put that W on their helmet.
And what about with Jaden already being here and his potential? And obviously, Coach had some nice words for him. What have you seen out of him?
I've seen a lot of positive things. I mean, he is a big kid and moves well, does some good things. I think he and Michael are both, you know, learning the process right now, getting kind of knocked down and getting back up. You know, that's part of the process, especially for O linemen. And I think it's a tough transition for guys that are, you know, used to being the best, the biggest, and all that type of stuff, and then they come in here and, you know, it's a little bit of a learning process for them. But they're doing a tremendous job. They're focused. They're willing. They're expecting to be in the mix early, and we are too.
With, thank you, just mentioned them, Michael, Jaden, and George coming in. Do any of those guys have the potential to earn a job this fall and maybe even in the spring?
Yeah, absolutely. I think they all do, and I think that, you know, we look at them in that light. You know, we want kids that want to compete, that aren't scared to compete, and that are tough enough to be able to handle that stress and that pressure. And, you know, I think that all three of those kids, while it won't be a disappointment if they're not, you know, I don't want to put those standards on them, because I think a lot of those are unrealistic, but they're definitely guys that we're looking for to provide depth early in their career.
Gary said